On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. Now from the Handy Toyota broadcast booth, this is the Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Larkin for three. Got it!
Front Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
What's happening, everybody? Welcome into another episode of Catamount Insider. I'm your host, Brian McLaughlin. Great to have you with us as we continue on with this second half of the athletic calendar year. Another really exciting show for you. First up, we're joined by Max Strandt of the UVM men's ice hockey team. Max is a superstar freshman entering the weekend with a couple of matchups against the Boston University Terriers. Max is the team's leading scorer in just his freshman year. The former Mr. Minnesota on the ice hockey rink, a really talented recruit that the Catamounts have brought in, and Strandt has lived up to the expectations. So we talk about his entire freshman campaign, what it's been like, as this Catamount team have really rounded into form recently. They've won their last five, scoring in bunches, and Strandt has been a big part of that. So we break it all down with Max Strandt up first, and then I sit down with assistant coach on the men's basketball team, Derek O'Grady. Derek, who has, well, feels like done it all around this men's basketball program. I've interviewed him before when he was still in his director of basketball operations role. Last year, he was kind of more in a hybrid setup between the director of operations and an assistant. He's been a student manager, assistant to the head coach, doing a bit of everything, but now is a full-time assistant. Derek breaks down the start to the men's basketball season, and coming off a big win against UMass Lowell on Thursday, Derek breaks that down as well, and we talk about what's going to go on in between the matchup with UMass Lowell and Bryant coming up later this afternoon. So a really exciting show for you. I hope you enjoy it. We'll step aside. Max Strandt joins Catamount Insider when we return.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Rabin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
McKenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Kett, now joined by first year on the men's ice hockey team, Max Strand is joining the show. The team's leading scorer in just his freshman year. Max, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Excited to talk about your team. And obviously, you guys are in the midst of such a great stretch, winning five in a row. What's working well right now? What is bringing about this winning streak as you guys are playing some really good hockey?
I think everything's kind of just clicking for us right now. Started kind of against LIU that weekend. We ended up losing the first night, but we won the second night. We just kind of kept carrying that over, carried it over through break, and kept that streak going. I think everything's just going well right now.
You guys are just scoring so many goals at the moment, coming off an 8-goal game against St. Lawrence. What's allowing you to find the back of the net so often as a team? You're scoring a lot. You've scored in three straight yourself, but just what is working well when you're in the O-zone?
I think it's kind of just staying over pucks, kind of not giving up possession. And, you know, it's also we've changed up the lines a little bit, had a little bit new combinations, and that's kind of what sparked our offense that night against LIU. And I think that's kind of just been carrying over every game. Everything's kind of just clicking.
What was it like in front of a packed Gutterson Fieldhouse? St. Lawrence is here, and you guys end up scoring 8 goals pretty much right away, it felt like.
Yeah.
Tell me about that night.
Oh, it was unbelievable. We were kind of going into the game, not sure what it would look like with all the students on break and stuff, like what the crowd would be. And oh my gosh, we walked out there for the first period and it was just packed. I don't know if there was a place you could find a seat in there. It was awesome. And to put up 8 goals especially, like that, yeah, it was fun.
What is that like when, look, this town and this community, we've seen it with the other sports as well, they respond so well to when these UVM teams are playing well. And obviously there's so much storied success. We're sitting here in the Hall of Honor with all these guys who have played great hockey in the green and gold. What is it like when you get to be in front of such a great barn and so many people are behind you like that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. There's definitely a great percentage of people here that love UVM hockey, and that's fun to see, and especially when we're winning. I think it just brings in more people and just makes it more fun for us. So
yeah, how much were you guys feeding off that energy? Because obviously you guys were playing really well, but just what was it like as the first period gets underway and it was so packed like that? How does that help you when you're out there?
It does a lot. It definitely, it kind of creates momentum for you. I mean, you score a goal, you make a hit, you do anything, and the crowd just erupts, and it's pretty easy to get that energy from them. So
yeah. All right. Let's rewind a little bit. You've had such a successful freshman year individually, leading the team with 18 points, have scored 6 goals, 12 assists. What's worked well for you? What's allowed you to kind of come here and be so productive immediately in your first year on campus?
I think it's kind of just playing my game, kind of just doing what I do best, kind of. And I've been trying to get in the corners and find a way to get the puck. Like, it's a different game now. You're going up against older, stronger guys than I have been in the past, and juniors and stuff. So just kind of trying to play my game to the best I can, and it's kind of just been working.
Was there an adjustment period for you to get used to some of that size and some of that strength, especially it feels like the Hockey East Conference is just so loaded. Has there been an adjustment factor for you?
Yeah, the first few games especially was pretty tough. I mean, everyone's just so fast and strong. Like, so it was a little bit eye-opening there, but once you kind of get caught up and used to it, it gets a little easier as it goes on.
How has it gotten easier? Where are the areas where you feel like you've kind of settled in and been able to, obviously you're holding your own as far as producing points, but where are the areas that you just feel like you've kind of been able to relax as the season's gone on?
I would just say comfortability, like confidence, kind of stuff like that, where you just start of the year, you don't really know what to expect. You're kind of on your heels, and then as it goes on, you get a little bit more on your toes, and I don't know, just a little more confident.
What have the coaches been telling you as the season's kind of progressed? And what have the conversations been like with them as far as what they want to get out of you and what you've been able to perform and where the areas where you're still working with them closely to continue to grow?
Yeah, we do skills and stuff every week. Practices are hard. And at the beginning of the year, there was a couple of conversations I had with the coaches where it was kind of like they wanted just to see more out of me in practice, give a little bit more in practice. And I feel like that's definitely helped too. Like, the more you give in practice, just makes everybody better. Everyone's giving it their all, making me better. I'm giving it my all, hopefully making other people better. And I feel like that's kind of a big part of it too.
Yeah. What drew you to UVM when you were in the recruiting process? Obviously, you had an outstanding high school and juniors career in Minnesota and in the USHL. But what would in the recruiting process kind of made you feel like that this would be a spot that you could really succeed in?
Yeah, I came on my visit out here, and the gut reminds me exactly of the rink that I played at growing up in high school. And it was kind of just, that was kind of the finishing touch for me. Like, I loved the campus and everything, loved the coaching staff. Came here, saw the rink, and it just felt like home. Felt like a place I could definitely play my college career at, so.
What was it like then when you got to play your first game in the gut and get to experience that?
Yeah, it was unreal. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You get to campus then, and I've talked with so many older guys on your team and around the program, and they're always talking culture, 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 and building that from the ground up. What was that like when you first got to campus and got to experience some of the veterans who had been around the team for so long and just the type of atmosphere that they want to have? Tell me about your first few weeks kind of getting into that.
Yeah, I think it just goes back to the practice habits. Mm-hmm. I mean, the older guys leading the way, especially, like, practices, like battle days, even like every day actually, but especially battle days, everyone just 100% all out. Like, they know that that's what it's going to take if we want to be successful, and it's been working the last few games now especially. But
these battle days, talk to me and walk me through just what that looks like in practice, because Eric Perrin was on the show last week and he mentioned that as well. What is a battle day and what goes into all of that?
Yeah, it's just like, we call it Super Bowl Tuesday. Usually it's on a Tuesday, and kind of just get fired up, and you know that you're going out there, it's going to be kind of a tougher practice. There's going to be a lot of like hitting around in the corners or stuff like that, kind of just grindy drills where you're going against your buddies. But yeah, iron sharpens iron, kind of makes everybody better.
Sounds tough, but you've got a big smile on your face. Is that a day that I'm sure it's hard physically, but can it be pretty fun?
Oh yeah, we make the most of it. It's pretty fun out there when you get battling with your buddies.
Talking any trash when you're out there, even against your teammates?
There's some chirps going on, yeah.
I would hope so. So then I'm curious, as we've talked a lot about how you got more comfortable as the season's gone, and you're in this great stretch right now, 3 goals, 4 assists in this 5-game winning streak. Where are the areas where you do feel like is the strongest aspect of your game? Because you mentioned just kind of trying to take advantage of those areas off the top. Where are the real strengths when you're out on the ice that you're trying to bring to the group?
I would say just my hockey sense, and then maybe my ability to kind of stay over pucks and like not give up possession. It's like get that puck in the corner in the O zone or something, just not throw it away and try to make an extra play, get it to the net, something like that.
Sure. Sure. How does that lead to scoring goals? I mean, because it's obvious that you're talking about some of those grindy areas and the dirty spots on the ice. Where do you feel like your goals come from the most? And, I mean, you have 3 power play goals as well on the year. Is that an area where you've really been able to focus? I'm curious about just your ability to create chances and then find the back of the net yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, either I'm getting in the corner, one of my line mates getting in the corner, pops a puck out, or even like in the neutral zone or something, creating some sort of odd man rush or just a look at the net and maybe get a rebound or something like I had the last game. It's just, yeah, kind of all over the place.
But, yeah, trying to be in the right spot.
Yeah.
Who's somebody that you've really connected with as far as your ability to work with on the ice? You mentioned there was a bit of a line switch in that LIU weekend, but when you're out there, who's somebody that you've just kind of grown more comfortable playing alongside?
I would just say Colin Kessler. We've been teammates for 2 years before this even, so when we got put on a line, we've just been clicking.
Perfect transition. Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about
chemistry.
Yeah, you and Colin, but the entire freshman class have come in, and you guys were a pretty big recruiting class. People mentioned that prior to you guys arriving, but then it's been a very successful start to it all for you guys as a group. Tell me about the camaraderie you have and what it's been like to come in with this group of classmates and have so many of you perform and perform successfully.
Yeah, I love our freshman class. We all get along. We're always hanging out together. We're pretty much doing everything together. So that's been fun. We're all living in the dorms. We all live on separate floors, but we all hang out in the same rooms and stuff. It's been a lot of fun. And I just feel like kind of building that connection has kind of helped us in the rink too.
Yeah, it's a unique time of year. You guys are like one of the only students still around on campus in between the semesters. Has it been a fun couple of weeks? Obviously winning on the ice, but kind of just getting to enjoy the campus without anybody else here.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been quiet, but a lot of fun. So we've been making our own meals in the dorms. The fridge went out the other day though and spoiled all of our stuff. So had to get new stuff, but it is what it is.
Oh, man. All right. Well, tell me about Colin specifically. You mentioned it. You guys played together in the juniors level and on the same team. The recruiting process first, was it always something where you guys were looking at schools and just happened to both decide on UVM, or was this something you guys discussed before committing?
I believe him too, but we committed before I think we even knew each other.
Oh, wow.
So I've been committed here since after my senior year of high school. And I think he committed around that same time. And then we ended up being on the same team that following year and kind of just building that connection, going to the same place,
you know,
became friends there throughout the next 2 years after that. So,
were you guys on a line together at all playing in the juniors or no?
Not much my first year, a little bit last year, but never actually really played together that much. We were both centermen, so it was a little tough, but now they put him on the wing for these last stretch of games. We've been playing together and kind of building that connection. But I would say it's where our chemistry and connection kind of comes from would be like just having the same coach for the last 2 years. Like we've been playing the same kind of like habits and stuff, I would say, that you build up. And so it's kind of easy to read off of him when we're kind of doing the same thing, like in the back of our mind.
You're just seeing the ice the same way, right?
Yeah,
that's got to be it. Because I wanted to ask you about the idea of on-ice chemistry and just kind of when you are out there with people you know versus if I jumped out on the ice with you, you would have no clue what I'm doing. I wouldn't really be able to recognize what you're doing. How long does that take to create? Or is there some times where it's just instantaneous and you and somebody just seem to fit and know where each other are going?
I feel like it can be instantaneous. It could take a while. I just feel like it's kind of, I mean, some players just mesh well with other players more than others, I guess. But
yeah.
I don't really know how long that would take. Really.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of up to chance, I guess.
To transition with you then, a big stretch, obviously, of hockey upcoming. Back in Hockey East action this weekend against BU. You talked about battle days in practice. What has practice been like as you guys have been playing so well? And what are the areas that you're really focused on ahead of this weekend?
I think we're just sticking to our process is our biggest thing. Like, doesn't matter who we're playing. We got to bring it our all every weekend and every game, and especially these next 15 Hockey East games that we got coming up. It's going to be a long, tough stretch, so just sticking to our process and not changing what we're doing right now.
Your first matchup with BU this season, have the coaches gotten into any game planning stuff yet? What can you expect from the Terriers, or is that still upcoming? We're talking here on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it's still a little bit upcoming, but I mean, in the past, everyone knows they're a skilled team. They're going to be fast. They're going to be skilled. And I just, that's kind of, we all know that already, so we got that in the back of our minds as we're going through the week.
I mentioned Eric Perrin earlier. What's it been like to have him around the team the last week or so? Obviously, a very storied Catamount career, the all-time leading scorer, and was a part of some really winning teams. What has it been like working with Eric, and what is it that he's been able to bring that's something different than maybe the rest of the coaches have had to say throughout the year?
Yeah, it was great having him. I mean, 107 goals or something while he was here. That's something crazy like that. So, I mean, it was really fun to hear what he had to say, and he kind of went through the same process. The coaches were talking and stuff to us about how they were kind of building the program back up, and he was kind of going through that when he came through. And it was just cool to hear his story and have him talk about what it took, and yeah, it's a lot of fun having him. It was good to pick his brain on some things too, about hockey wise and stuff like that.
He's had a long career. What were the things that he was really talking to you about specifically, about things that maybe you're going to try to implement or just have in your brain as you think back to those conversations?
I would just say the details. Like he ran a few of our skill skates, and he was really big on the little details, which
sure
end up creating big things. Like going a long ways, I think that was a big thing that I took from a lot of those skates, is like the little details do matter a lot, and if you can do them properly, it'll just help you out even more.
Tell me about the rest of the coaching staff and what it's been like your first year working with them, and Coach Wiedler's still a relatively new head coach with this program, but feels like he has been able to build some real momentum, at least from just talking with you guys on the team and people around the community. That obviously the big win against St. Lawrence was really cool, but tell me about the entire coaching staff and what they've been like so far over the last couple of months for you.
Yeah, they've all been great so far. I would say they do a really good job of kind of getting the most out of everybody. Mm. Like if you're not doing well, they're not afraid to tell you, like, get it going. And I think it kind of creates a culture where everyone's battling against each other to get in that lineup, and it's just everyone's playing their best is what it comes down to.
Well, Max, thank you so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. Good luck this weekend against BU. Should be a really fun series, and we'll all be watching and following along. Good luck the rest of the year.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Max Strand for joining Catamount Insider this week. Look, he is the team's leading point scorer at the moment. Just as a true freshman, he has really been an impact player. We talked a lot about his relationship with fellow freshman Colin Kessler, but really in general, the freshman class for head coach Stephen Wiedler has just been phenomenal. The Catamounts try to continue their hot streak this weekend against BU. Thanks again for Max for joining the show. Don't go anywhere. Great interview coming up next. Derek O'Grady sits down with us from the men's basketball team live on Catamount Insider.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Rabin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Handy Toyota, I-D9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Mackenzie Frank's Off the Grill. Big score. Their beer bratwurst, a total touchdown. Hardwood smoked sausage. It's a family favorite. Grilling wood smoked, handcrafted foods with signature spice blends. Eating foods you feel good about and you trust. Premium meats and cheeses since 1907. Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you. Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, here with assistant coach on the Vermont men's basketball team, Derek O'Grady. Derek, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
Good, Brian. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah, excited to have you. You've had so many roles in your tenure with this Vermont men's basketball program. Your first year as assistant coach, how's it going?
You know, it's been a lifelong dream. Everything's going great thus far. Team seems to be kind of peaking at the right time of the year in league play, which is all you can really ask for in a one-bid league like ours. But, you know, really just been adjusting to the new role, learning every day, and kind of trying to provide as much to the rest of the staff and for the team as possible.
Sure. You mentioned lifelong dream. You and I talked a couple of years ago, maybe even last year, when you were kind of in the hybrid role, doing a lot of coaching in addition to your director of operations stuff. What has the adjustment been like as really focused as a full-time assistant? And what has it been like with different responsibilities? And obviously, you know the program so well, but what's been kind of added to your plate that's been an adjustment for you?
Yeah, you know, I think first off, just different stress, you know, I think with the travel provides a just, you know, you're always constantly trying to make sure, you know, team's on time, they have the proper amount of nutrition and food, you know, trying to get them out, see certain things when you're in cool cities. So, you know, in that job, you're kind of in a lot of other people's hands. You're kind of relying on, you know, the service industry to be able to help you out in certain spots. I think in the coaching role, you know, the stress is just like more so making sure the teams are ready to play and execute and really try and put forth, you know, a good product and win games. And I think just the different stresses each of those kind of two roles provides has been the biggest adjustment for me and how to handle that. And then I think overall just, you know, being around the program for as long as I have, I've been able to, you know, seen this team kind of in the highs and lows over 12 years. And, you know, never for me personally, trying never to get too high, too low, especially this year. You know, we've had some losses and some struggles that, you know, we might not have had in years previous. But, you know, trying to continue to be a guy that, you know, has a bunch of energy, you know, always positive, trying to keep the, you know, the energy level at a certain level with everyone, even after losses. So, you know, that role hasn't changed. It's always been something I've been able to provide the team.
Right.
And then also just kind of being more closely connected with Coach Becker and really helping him with the defensive side of the ball this year, you know, and then, you know, providing support for Coach Schneider whenever I can. You know, us three have been together for 12 years now, so we kind of all have, you know, we know each other's strengths and weaknesses and how to help each other, again, in good and bad moments. And then obviously with Nate and Braden, you know, just being a support system for them as they're kind of still adjusting to how we do things and stuff. More so Braden this year as the new addition, but you know, just, again, kind of telling them how things have gone for 12 years trying to get them up to speed so that we're just clicking on all cylinders as a staff, so that obviously we can put our best foot forward for the guys and make sure that they're prepared as best as we can.
Talking now in between a big weekend, the team coming off a really big win against UMass Lowell last night and now in the midst of preparing for a Bryan's team that are really talented tomorrow. But just first of all, you mentioned some of the ups and downs this year. How rewarding was last night's win then when there have been some tough losses at times this year to come up with the big one in league play? It felt like that was a big deal for your group.
Yeah, man. I can't speak enough to how connected this group has stayed throughout the ups and downs of the season. And I think just knowing, you know, that, you know, the ultimate goal always is to win the league, first in the regular season and then obviously in tournament play to give ourselves the auto bid to go to the tournament, that you always got to have the long game in mind. You know, and I think for us as a new group that's dealt with a lot of injuries this year, you know, I've been around the program for 12 years. I don't think I've ever seen a team experience as many consistent injuries as we have this year. And for us, we're still dealing with it. But I think, you know, that just creates constant adversity for our team, you know, and a little bit of uncertainty. And, you know, when you're in game 17, you're on the road against, you know, probably one of the, you know, I shouldn't say probably one of the other best teams in the league. You know, I think last night we were as connected as we've been all year. And you have to be in those moments to give yourself a chance. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of the effort and energy the guys sustained throughout the whole game. You know, the connectedness from top to bottom, you know, staff to players, all the way down to the managers we have. You know, it's been a full commitment to stay level-headed, keep things rolling in the right direction, and you know, continuing to you know, stick with it even in the offensive struggles. You know, I think the biggest thing we've had this year is just the inconsistency of scoring the ball, and that can be really deflating at times. And this team just keeps plucking away, man. They never quit. They're resilient, and they're willing to just keep guarding, keep rebounding, and do all the little things to give ourselves a chance to win. And, again, it's really a testament to our guys for understanding how important that stuff is for ultimately if we want to be as successful as we want to be. And then just keep plucking away at the offense and know that the shots are going to come at some point. But, you know, just super proud of the way the guys played last night. You know, I think it was a, you know, early conference play statement win.
Yeah, 100%.
That our guys are, you know, at the very least, we're gonna really put forth a lot of effort, energy, and physicality on the defensive end. And you do that every night, you'll give yourself a chance to win.
You mentioned you work closely with Coach Becker on the defense, and you've been with him for so long. As far as I've been here, he's coached defense kind of one way, but he's been telling me recently that he's been making some tweaks to how he's kind of trying to get the defense to play to try to help the offense. What's that been like for you as he's trying to just make some adjustments on the fly with how this defense is played? And what are you guys trying to accomplish just with how you have defended? And obviously, it seemingly worked well so far against UNH and UMass Lowell.
You know, I think I was having the mindset when we were going through this as a staff of being resilient because we've been so good with the way we play defense and very consistent with it. But, you know, the messaging that, you know, again, for the whole staff was how can we help the offense with our defense? And to me, that made complete sense. So,
sure.
You know, I was going to be the guy kind of always nitpicking, like, hey, is this how we want to go about it? How, you know, how can we morph the changes we're taking without kind of disregarding, you know, the defense we played for the past 11 years that are 12 years that I've been with the program. And, you know, I think that mindset of kind of keeping us able to mix both, make minor changes and tweaks that we've all kind of envisioned throughout the year. I mean, you know, we just started doing it before the UNH game, but it's not something that just came out of the blue. We've been talking about that since the beginning of the season. And, you know, I couldn't be, again, to make big changes, you know, some minor changes, ultimately some big changes for the way we wanted to approach defense from a mindset perspective. Our guys were just all about it, man. It was really cool to see, and they embodied it. They felt it. They understood the messaging about helping the offense. And again, they just, a testament to them, they took it and they just hit the ground running, man. They've been all about it. You know, we got to continue to get better at the certain things we're working on as we work our way through league play. But again, you know, I think the changes were for the right reason. I think we approached it the right way. And again, we're not going to be perfect at it now. We're only on a week and a half in. We're, you know, two sure. weeks in after the game on Bryant. But we just got to keep plucking away at it and understand that if we can help our offense in any way, obviously our ceiling just continues to get higher and higher. Because, again, being, you know, the top-rated defense in the league, we gotta just keep plucking away at it and, you know, understand that if you know, we have a bad game here or there on the defensive end and, you know, it doesn't look great. We just got to stay consistent and understand the, you know, the greater purpose of why we made these changes. But again, you know, my role in that was to just try and make sure that we didn't go too far in one direction or the other and make sure that, you know, we kept our foundation of how we always have guarded. And, you know, I think, again, you know, as a staff and with the players, everyone kind of understood that. And we've had a really good balance between the two.
What did you do well defensively last night? UMass Lowell, one of the best offenses in the league, and you hold them 21 points below their season average. Their starters really struggled. Mincy and Brooks were both held under 10 points, and Martin Somerville off their bench really carried their offense. What do you feel like you were able to execute last night well against a really high-powered attack?
Yeah, I think anytime you play UMass Lowell, you gotta be willing to sacrifice, you know, your individual successes and stuff, and understand that this team is going to really put the pressure on the rim and they're going to attack you in the paint. I think something crazy, like they were scoring close to 50 points a game out of their 84 from inside the, you know, the paint and around the rim. You know, I think that was probably what I was most proud about last night, is the physicality, the toughness we showed around the basket, to be disciplined at times. I thought we had a couple bad fouls of them getting into shots with things we can clean up for when we play them again later in the year. But, you know, overall the messaging was we got to protect the basket, we got to protect the rim, and we got to do so with a sense of physicality that you know, we're not going to back down. You know, I think we ended up holding them to 24 points in the paint, which is an incredible stat when you go against UMass Lowell. You know, and then secondly, holding them 21 points below their average is, you know, obviously, you know, a testament again to our guys. I think we have a lot of really good individual defenders, versatile defenders that can guard up and down the roster. Like, for example, Sam Almutu guards Somerville last night. He also guards Mincy in the post. O'Leary can guard 1 through 5 on the court. You know, Shamir can guard, you know, positions guys. You know, we just got a lot of guys that can guard up and down the roster. You know, again, they got to be dialed in to multiple positions, multiple guys on scouts. So again, that's a testament to them and their willingness to make sure they're prepared to guard, you know, multiple guys. But at the end of the day, we got guys that take pride on that side of the basketball. And, you know, I could, again, just the connectedness that we had as a group, helping for each other, recovering for each other, and, again, just consistently making effort plays to protect the basket and protect the rim and understand how that was important last night. just incredible to give us a chance to win that game.
Now going to take a quick break in our interview with Derek O'Grady. He's back on Catamount Insider after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
McKenzie Grilling Kielbasa for the family dinner.
This time, I'm skrilling it.
Hardwood smoked kielbasa on the grill. Finished up in the skillet with roasted potatoes.
Skrilled it.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Kenneth, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Kenneth is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Kenneth, always ready.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Raven Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. Now we return to our interview with assistant coach for the men's basketball team, Derek O'Grady. Let's talk offense a little bit, because that's been maybe the area where it has been the most up and down, struggling with turnovers early in the year. That hasn't been as much of an issue of late. But from your perspective, what's just been the biggest kind of hurdle with this offense that's struggled to find consistent rhythm, even though the likes of TJ Hurley's having a breakout year, Nick Fiorillo's shooting the ball really well. Where are the areas where you're trying to just take that next step offensively, and how do you think that can come about over the next month or so?
Yeah, you know, Brian, if I had the answer to that, I think we might be in a better
right.
spot.
Good
we're,
point.
We are we're really trying. You know, we're putting a lot of time into that and figuring out, you know, what our guys are good at and what they're not good at. Try and put them in spots to be successful. You know, I just think at the end of the day, you know, that we maybe are lacking a little bit of shooting to space the court.
Injuries don't help with that.
Injuries definitely don't help with that. And, you know, I think overall, you know, teams are doing a really good job of making it hard on us to get, you know, clean looks at the basket, which, you know, I think accounts for a lot of the, you know, the three-point field goal attempts we take, just because that's how the defense is guarding us. You know, shooting's going to come and go, so that's not in the area. You know, it's more for us is like, what are the looks look like? What are the quality of the shots we're generating is really where our mindset is as a staff. If we're generating wide open threes for our guys that we want shooting them, then, you know, at the end of the day, if they go in or makes or misses, it doesn't really matter. That's how you have to think about it and approach offense from our perspective. So, you know, I think I don't have a great answer
sure.
to it,
yeah.
But, you know, it's definitely not going to be for a lack of trying. And, you know, I think as we kind of settle in here to league play and our guys feel a little more comfortable playing against some of the teams we see every year, you know, I think I'm hoping, you know, we'll find a level of consistency, you know, hopefully can start playing in the 70s at some point. I think the 70s sure. kind of the magic number for us,
yep.
especially the way we're
yep.
playing defense. I think we'll be really hard to play if we can get in the 70s and the defense stays where it's at. So, again, sorry, I don't have a better answer on that
okay.
one, but we will definitely be putting even more time into that, obviously, as we continue down the home stretch here.
All that to be said, TJ Hurley averaging now over 15 points a game and matched his career high again with 23 last night. He's seeing more and more attention from opponent defenses. Give me some insight into his breakout junior year and kind of how this came about in the offseason from your perspective, what he did to get to this point, and how impressive has it been for him to take on so much of this offensive workload?
Yeah, you know, again, I think he's healthy. You know, he's dealt with some injuries the last couple of years. He's healthy. He's in practice every day. You know, I don't want to say I've seen this, but he's definitely, when we recruited him, he's got an ability to be a three-level scorer. He can make mid-range shots. He can make threes. He's physical, getting to the basket, using his body. You know, Mark Hickok, our strength coach, does a heck of a job with our guys. And, you know, I think that even more so this year, it's very apparent how physical he is on his drives,
sure.
bumping guys off him to get clean looks around the basket. And then just on top of that, he's a super smart kid. Like, he understands the angles when he's driving. He understands when he can use counters to get better looks. And again, I think the biggest thing is his confidence level's through the roof.
Yeah.
He knows he's kind of tasked with being a guy that's got to take a bunch of shots for us every night, and he's embraced that. You know, I think even last night we might have got a little bit of emotion out of Hurley.
How
which
about
is,
it, right?
I mean, if we're getting emotion out of Hurley, we got a real shot, man. The kid is, you know, he's known as a bit of a quiet kid, but, man, he's grown in that area. And, you know, I just think there's a level of confidence and swagger he's playing with on a night-to-night basis that, you know, we just haven't quite seen in his time here yet. And, again, I think you ask him the same question, he would say there's still shots last night he wishes he had back.
Mm.
You know, he makes the two huge ones last night, but those also might have been his toughest shots he got from the three-point line.
Little sidestep going right.
Hey, man, at the end of the game, there was, you know, I think O'Leary said it on your interview last night, there isn't anyone else on our team. We, you know, maybe TJ Long, you could say if he was healthy, we would want taking those shots late in the game. And, you know, I love O'Leary's quote calling him a bad man because, you know, I think this year he's kind of embraced that saying to a T. And, you know, again, I think he's just a really difficult guy to guard. If a guy can score in the mid-range, three-point line, and at the basket, you got to pick your poison as a defender. In a lot of cases, you got to maybe bring two to him if that's
yeah.
if that's the case that you really want to try and slow him down. So, again, just level of confidence, swagger he's playing with, you know, and you know, again, for us, we just got to keep finding creative ways to get him as good as looks as we can, knowing that obviously we want him taking a good portion of our shots.
To wrap up with you with this, we're talking on the Friday between these two games. What goes on this Friday for the coaching staff as you're trying to prepare for Bryant? The guys are trying to recover from a really physical game last night. Walk me through kind of this day and your first Thursday, Saturday of the year in conference play. How is this going to look for you and the staff going forward the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think you got to have a turn the page mindset. I mean, we have a big win versus UMass Lowell. You know, you're an hour out of the game. We're on the bus heading into Providence where we stay for the Bryant game. And, you know, last night, you know, I'm thinking, you know, it's a great question. I'm, you know, in my first year as an assistant coach, am I watching Lowell? I just chose to dive right into Bryant, make sure I was prepared for our staff meeting this morning, watch as many games, get on the film as best as I can so that we can all engage in our morning staff meeting here. And then, obviously, you know, throughout the day, start to pluck away at, you know, watching the Lowell game from last night and making sure if there's anything we got to clean up, we make sure we do that too. But again, you know, these quick turnarounds, you know, it's really hard on our guys. And, you know, in years past, when we're able to play 9-10 guys, I think that's been a huge thing for us to be able to sustain, you know, the level of energy and effort we're going to have to play with on a night-to-night basis, especially on the defensive end. And obviously, the injuries have just prevented that. But I do want to say, you know, the three young guys that got in the game last night gave us great minutes, Noah, Seth, and Sean. And, you know, again, I couldn't be more proud of in a game like that. They knew the importance, the level of importance of it, and how they took it, you know, on how serious they were about their preparation going into the game. Again, I couldn't be more proud of those three. I thought, you know, Noah was closer to early season Noah that we saw at UAB.
Yeah.
And some of the other games he's had a major impact in, you know, in those games. I think playing Seth and Noah to give our big some relief, and then obviously with Nick with foul trouble in the first half. Again, I thought Sean gave us great minutes. Thought Sean, you know, if you ask Sean, he would want some of those shots back he missed around the rim. But I thought he guarded really well, maybe his best defensive game he played. You know, he got to great spots on the offensive end and generated some good offense off his kind of paint touches. So, again, you know, their development as we continue through conference play will be huge for us. You know, hopefully getting Jace back and hopefully getting TJ Long back at some point will obviously add to the depth. But, you know, if those three continue to grow and we get those two back, you're looking at 10 guys. You know, Shy gets healthy. You got 11 bodies that have all played in games for us this year. You know, and that depth will go a long way on these quick turnarounds. Obviously, that's not going to be the case for this weekend. But, you know, I think, again, just being on the road, playing again one of the best teams in our league again on Saturday, you know, we're just going to have to lay it all on the line again on Saturday morning and understand it's going to be a physical, fast-paced game again, and just be willing to max out, you know, and then have, you know, a great NFL Sunday ahead of us after that. So, again, you know, I think, you know, we'll meet as a staff, like I said, get prepared the best we can, and we'll start meeting with the guys later in the day as we head over to practice.
All right, Derek, thanks so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. Good luck tomorrow. Good luck the rest of the year.
All right, thanks, Brian. Have a good one.
We appreciate Derek for joining Catamount Insider this week, and a really busy week for the men's basketball team, but coming off that big win against UMass Lowell as they won on Thursday. Now later on today, on this Saturday, they will take on Bryant. It's a 4 p.m. tip-off. Pre-game show for me starts at 3:30 over on the game. Hope you'll come and join us. But thanks again to Derek for giving us great insight as ever on this men's basketball team. We're wrapping up our show when we return on Catamount Insider.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Raven Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
Mackenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, wrapping up this week's episode. First off, thanks again to our great guests, both Max and Derek, for joining us. Again, a really talented kid, Max Strand. He is just feeling it right now as a true freshman on the Vermont men's ice hockey team, powering an offense that have scored 30 goals in their last five games, including, as many of you saw, that eight-goal dominant performance against St. Lawrence last weekend. Steve Wiedler and that crew really have them cooking at the moment, but a big Hockey East weekend rolls on as they take on Boston University again later today. You can check out Max Strand, of course, over with Adam LaFleur right here on WVMT or on the Varsity Network app. And thanks again to Derek O'Grady as well for joining us. Derek, you can tell he's a talker. I just stick the microphone in front of him and he can go for forever talking about this Catamount men's basketball team, but always a great guest to have on and gives us great insight into what they're working on and some of the defensive tweaks that he and head coach John Becker are trying to implement and what it's like working with an offense that have been up and down, but the Catamounts, coming off that big win against UMass Lowell, will battle Bryant later this afternoon. Again, a 4 o'clock tip off for the Catamounts and the Bulldogs. My pregame show begins over on the game starting at 3:30. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in this week. It's been a really fun show. We'll talk to you same time, same place next week, every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., or you can find us on the Varsity Network app, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you find your podcasts. Hope to talk to you and hope you'll tune in with us again a week from now. I'm Brian McLaughlin. This has been Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt.
On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt. Get equipped, get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Vermont Sports Network.